I am not going to try to rush through the final session.
The heart and soul of what I wanted to say in this begins, quite honestly, on page 130. Just everything is important. I reiterate a lot. But for me, the church is the living witness and presence of the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, if you go back one page on 129, you'll get a sense of the way I understand the church. On page 129, I give a list of things that the church is to me. We're the locus and the agent of the unleashed gospel. The presence of the Holy Spirit is among us. God's Sabbath in truth is enjoyed and celebrated among us. The benefits of the year of Jubilee. The Holy Spirit, who is the down payment, the first taste of the powers to come, are celebrated in our midst. We experience the shalom of God and so on. Based on that theology, what I was going to say is that through our good works, our preaching, we really demonstrate what it means to really, in fact, be God's people. Let me direct your attention to a couple of things. On page 172, let me just tell you that it has been a complete pleasure for me to do this. I'm sorry that there was so much information we didn't cover a lot. I just want to thank you so much, President Hartford, for allowing. And the dinner with you guys was so pleasant and wonderful. Your tears, I still remember your tender heart. I'm so thankful, really, honestly, for Bob and the impact he had on my life. I can truly say all I'm trying to do is to be faithful to this. Now, you guys, those of you who are thinking of attending the Institute or in fact, are graduates of it, we should really try to find ways to innovate with this core. I think Dr. Weber was a great gift to the church at large. And quite honestly, there's no one more unlike Bob Weber than me. Where I serve, who I am, kind of person I am. But you can see that I am truly, truly a disciple of Bob Weber. I am. And frankly, I've tried to take it even further than he, you know. We haven't begun yet. Make no mistakes. You could see Sacred Roots Cinema, Sacred Roots concerts. I am absolutely committed to getting this story to the broken and the beaten as quickly and effectively as we can. And I think we can do that. So I thank you for letting me come and share this. And yes, President.
Actually, not that unlike Bob Weber, because one of his primary gifts was hospitality. He used to say that the primary evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit is not whether you can jump up a pew to swing on chandeliers, or speaking tongues, whether you're hospitable and easy to get along with. And so what you have displayed for us is not only a phenomenal scholarship, but an open sense of joyful hospitality. We thank you.
You know, I thank God for the opportunity he's given us to go to certain places and do really great things, and I'm really proud of that. But I can tell you, this is the highlight of my whole, this is one of the highlights of my career. Who he was, his ability to fire and inspire me. The story is just, I never get old. It never gets old to me. I love this story. I love to tell the story of unseen things above. And that all began with Bob's strategic turn to help me understand its significance for Christian ed, for worship, for theology, leadership development, for missions, for evangelism, for justice, church growth. I can truly say I've been changed as a result of this. So this is one of the climaxes in my career. Yeah.
Was Dr. Weber a C1, C2, or C3?
Well, in my judgment, he was a flaming C3. he was the absolute case in point for me to show that a charity of spirit and hospitality of heart, a real understanding of the story, a humility that gave him such grace in the face of real nastiness. I saw it personally that it happened to him, and yet always cheerful and deep. I really loved him. I did. I must admit, so he I have complete hope But our arguments are still cherished. My memory of him is cherished. But I would like to do more than just the memory of Bob. I'd like to show intangible evidence what it means to really live this story and to make it come alive among people.
So I've heard you say you're going to discuss with Bob, so that means you spiritually discuss with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, if I said that, I was either tired or insane. Yeah. But I would love to have chatted with Bob on some of these things. Frankly, I would have loved to have brought Bob to some of these consortiums of these mission leaders. These headhunters are trying to win the hardest communities in the toughest ghettos on earth to see what he would say to them and how he would talk about that. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I try to do my best through the Sacred Roots thing, and I'll let my last word be these images. You know, God the Father did send his Son, who made real a salvation that is testified in Scripture, and now his people, since the resurrection and since Pentecost, have confessed, have reenacted and rehearsed this story, have been formed in spiritual pilgrimage together by it, and are through their hospitality, generosity, and their own witness, of bearing witness to the story in places where people have not heard it. It is that simple and that profound. I hope that you find some ways to make the story come alive in your context. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we will be done. Eternal God, our Father, God and Father of our Lord Jesus, maker of heaven and earth, the great designer of the greatest cosmic drama that has ever been conceived, the director and Lord of the plan of the worlds.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together and to learn about your great work, your saving work that was consummated in your Son, Jesus of Nazareth. He is everything to us. I've never seen him with my brothers and sisters. We haven't seen him, but we love him. We need him so much. After all these years of walking with him, we still care for him. We still want to please him. We want his name to be exalted and people to see him. So, Lord, please make us innovative. Make us entrepreneurial. Make us more than that. Fill us with the Holy Spirit so we can be open to the story in such a way that it can be lived, embodied, told, and retold. In the places where we are, so that you will receive glory through the Holy Spirit for the sake of your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are done. Amen.